Hello, sir. Welcome to Lollipops and Cream. My name is Pretty, and I'll be the phone sex girl that takes you to heaven tonight. What's your name, stud? Richard? Well, I like Richards. Does anyone call you Big Dick? Because that certainly sounds appropriate. I'm imagining big and thick and juicy. So, what's your pleasure, Richard? I'm just lying here in these tiny, cute little panties with my delicate, warm hand digging in the front of them. Have you locked the door so you have no distractions? Good. Do you want to hear me play with myself? Or do you want to just start ramming my perfect, sweet little pussy with your big dick, Richard? You're an incel? I don't know what that means, Richard. But I bet you'll sound super sexy telling me about it. Celibate. You're celibate. Well, okay. Doesn't mean you can't jerk off to me, right? I actually think it's kinda hot that a guy like you has such discipline over his fat, aching balls like that. You'd like to tell me more about yourself? Well, sure, sugar. I'm here to listen all day. Richard Spencer. Why, hello, Richard Spencer. You're kind of famous on the internet, you say? Well, are you like an actor or a musician or something? I think that musicians are so hot. Mostly in, political circles. Oh, well. I don't really go to a lot of political sites, Richard. I wish I had heard some of the ones you're mentioning. Well, I do kinda dig storms, like thunderstorms and stuff. But you know what kind of websites I do like, Richard? Blowjob sites. You know, like those places where you scroll down and there's just hundreds of GIFs and video clips of all these girls and they're each sucking on a huge cock. And then ones that aren't sucking on one are either about to suck on one or, well, they just got their face fucked up with a fat load. Do you like sites like that one, Mr. Richard Spencer? You like the white girls? Well, yeah, most of them are white girls. But I guess that's just the market of American porn talking. Though, there are always a decent number of Asian girls that sneak in. And they're always just as cute. Say that again? You want me to say white is right, white power. Well, here at Lollipops and Cream, we'll say anything, Richard. We want every guy to blow the biggest, splattiest, gooeyest load they possibly can. So, sure, I'll say it. White is right. White power. What's that? You're not convinced by my delivery? And you want me to expound upon my political views? Well, I mean, wouldn't you rather, like, just cram your dick between my perky tits and then cock slap my chin while I squeak? Every guy tells me I give the best tit fucks. I'll give you whatever you want, Richard. The customer always gets what he wants. No, I'm just, just saying that in terms of you wanting to hear about my political views. I don't think you do. Okay, well, see. I'm kinda left-wing, really. In fact, like, pretty libby liberal, kind of liberal, actually. Maybe even sorta to the left of that. And I mean, the whole white supremacy thing? Have you seen a black guy's dick, Richard? Have you, like, seen the muscles in their arms? Now, I'm not saying that every black guy is superior, definitely not. And superiority doesn't just mean body, either. It means mind and spirit and ability, aptitude, resourcefulness. And there are wonderful white guys and white girls too, of course, and great people of all races. And it's really sometimes just what you're looking for in the qualities of a person. But to say that white men are categorically superior, that's, like, kinda nuts. And, a lot of the people who say that white people are the naturally superior race, how do I put this? Well, they're white, and they're not really the best messengers for that message. I don't really think of the word superior when I, well, you know. So, did I just lose your business? Because I'm sorry if so, Richard, but you did ask me. Your dick is hiling me right now? Like a Nazi salute. Are you getting turned on by this? That kinda, no. Do you really think your dick is that big? Like, invading Poland level big? Because I'm now kind of picturing it not being that. Well, for example, there is such a thing as over compensation for inadequacy, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and guess that it's pretty small, Richard. Well, I mean, you did tell me to speak my mind, so I'm just gonna do that. And I think you have a small, terrible dick. How can you not see that? How can you not see how small it is? You know, as I said, I really don't spend much time reading about internet celebrities because I have this thing called a life. But to me, you kind of sound like someone who likes to be told he's inferior. Why? However else would you make any money unless you could play the victim, right? Nobody says, "Hey, let's sympathize with the bad guys who hate everyone." They have to believe that all of the black people and the brown people and the Jews and the impure Christians are all scheming about how to gang fuck your pathetic, victimized little white body so that you're the one who's oppressed. Maybe I should just sit on your face. I mean, then you'd actually be silenced and you'd have a point. You could mumble to me while you were tonguing my perfect asshole about whether it looked more like a Jewish star or like a swastika. But it would be no use, Richard. I really don't want to touch you. And you're an incel, which means you wouldn't know what the fuck you were doing down there anyway. You know, if you couldn't even get with a lollipops and cream girl, a white girl, a super duper whitey white girl, I mean, I'm Rh negative, Richard. Blonde hair, blue eyes, high IQ. I'm like a daughter of the American Revolution fuckhead. If you can't impress me, then who? Well, to each their own, I guess. Maybe there's even someone out there for you. Someone who could help you. Heck, I believe in helping people. I'm a socialist. Well, not the bad kind of socialist like you, but the good kind. And who knows? Maybe you are someone's perfect guy. A freak in the sheets, but a gentleman in the, well, still sheets, right? Because you're a white supremacist. Nonetheless, everybody can find somebody that has attributes they want. But you know what quality I think is best about you, Richard Spencer? Your wallet. The fact that you have just paid me enough money with this call that I can give a nice big donation to Antifa. Smash the fash, Richard, and have a good day. Hello, sir. Welcome to Lollipops and Cream. My name is Pretty. and I'll be the phone sex girl that takes you to heaven tonight. What's your name, stud? Ethan. Hi, Ethan. What's your pleasure, Ethan? You say that you'd be more comfortable talking to me after a glass of wine? Well, that sounds okay. It sounds lovely, in fact. You say, wine makes you feel strong and secure. Well, I don't doubt that, Ethan. You want me to help you choose red or white? Well, okay, Ethan. Let me take it from my last caller. White is right.